back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow.
And we're going to talk a little politics. Or a little media and politics. I don't know. We got the very smart Joe Concha, columnist at The Messenger, Fox News contributor, actually contributor to the Kudlow Show on Fox. And I'm going to say, I'm going to read the whole title, author of Come On Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency and How to Return America to Greatness. Hey, Joe, thank you for doing this.
This is huge. I'm a Larry Kudlow contributor on top of a Fox News contributor. I mean, that's a double whammy right there.
It's a double, you know. And
I'll take a double.
Our ratings are double, but let's not go there.
So you're number one, aren't you? Is that I see the numbers every week, and you are number one, not just on Fox, but in business television in general. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Man, I appreciate it. Anyway, Joe, give me your – just off the top of your head, I'm looking – I'm here in the studio in New York, and there's a lot of political stuff, stories being covered. Iowa is – what, the Iowa caucus is less than a month? And then New Hampshire pops up the next week or some such thing. What's happening on the GOP side? Trump's got fabulous numbers. We know that. But are those numbers going to hold? Is there any weakness in those numbers? You're watching this and the coverage of this and you're writing about it. What's the Joe Concha gut reaction to Iowa? Iowa's going to play a big part, and Iowa will have some rebound to New Hampshire. How do you see it, Joe?
Well, there you have the governor in Reynolds who endorsed DeSantis, and you have evangelicals also behind DeSantis. So I'm not sure Trump is up 30 or 40 in that state. Is he up? Yeah, I believe that. Mm-hmm. But I look at precedent, Larry, and he was up in the polls in December. If you go back and look, in December of 2015, ahead of all those other GOP candidates like Marco Rubio and John Kasich and Ted Cruz. And Cruz ended up winning Iowa. Mm-hmm. People forget that. Now, did it mean anything? No. Trump still went on to become president. But I don't think it's going to be the blowout that people believe it is. And as long as DeSantis or Haley, but more likely DeSantis, finishes within some striking distance and Trump doesn't have the blowout that people expect, he covers the spread, in other words, I guess is one way to put it, if DeSantis does that, then that's a chink in the Trump armor. But ultimately, I still can't see Secretariat blowing the lead at this point on the backstretch of Belmont, and Trump is Secretariat.
Well, you have to think Trump should lower expectations. Because if he thinks, you know, if the poll says he's up 40 and let's say he wins by 20, the media is going to say that's a loss. So he should start worrying about the expectations game. I'm not a political advisor to Trump. I mean, I obviously I'm biased towards Trump, but he and I talk economics. We don't talk politics. So I'm just having fun with you. You're more the political guy. What about what are the chances in New Hampshire? I was just seeing a Fox segment on that. Nikki Haley. That's right. I'm a dog person. It's okay.
That's Maximus.
Yep. Hello, buddy. You know what? What about the Nikki Haley stuff? The Wall Street Journal editorial page is now really pushing Nikki Haley. How do you see that?
Well, Haley is the favorite of a lot of folks that are considered establishment, and the people that are anti-establishment most are Trump voters. So you're trying to peel off people by coming across as more of a mainstream establishment candidate. And that's just not going to work here as far as this nomination is concerned. Look, there's one poll that does stand out that Haley can tout, and I believe it was Wall Street Journal, and it shows Trump beating Biden by 4 points in a national scale. Same poll shows Haley beating Biden by 17 points. So she could go with the whole, I'm more electable. Look at this. I could blow out Joe Biden. Donald Trump squeaks by. I suppose that's an argument, but she seems to be putting more of her chips in the center of the table for New Hampshire, while DeSantis is doing the same with Iowa. So if she doesn't do well in New Hampshire, which could be a very unpredictable state in its own right, then I would hope for the good of country, right, and for the good of the party as well, that Haley, DeSantis, Christie, whoever else is left, drop out and coalesce behind Trump.
Yeah,
That's the only way they beat Biden ultimately, I think.
You know, I was asking last night on the TV show, Molly Hemingway, who's a very smart woman, and I asked her this question about the Wall Street Journal editorial with 17 points ahead by Nikki Haley. And I said, what do you think? And Molly said, well, it doesn't matter because she's not going to be the nominee.
Molly's not only smart, she's very candid.
I know. It was very good. I thought that was a very, very good answer. Now, on the Biden side, still the question is it going to be Biden? The way you see it, and again, we're coming into the heavy-duty election period. More and more people, including David Axelrod, Obama advisor, former Obama advisor, saying, no, don't do it. We need somebody else. So what's going to happen there? How do you see that?
Axelrod does not make the statements he has on national television publicly as often as he has unless he cleared it with his former boss.
Yeah,
I got to believe that that's really Obama talking, right? Remember, Obama didn't even want Biden to run in 2020. Didn't want him to run in 2016, wanted Hillary, because he wanted to be the first black president handing off to the first female president. Wow, look at that legacy. And then 2020, he didn't want him to run as well. And the famous quote from Obama reportedly said that never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. And that's the first line in my book, actually, that you mentioned before. And thank you for that. That said, I keep going back and forth on this, where Biden can't possibly be the nominee when you see that he is hemorrhaging support among black voters, among young voters, among female voters, among independent voters, among Hispanic voters, all these people that got him over the finish line last time, barely, by the way, if you look at state by state. He loses them. He loses the election. The problem is, I don't know who's coming out of the bullpen, because Mariano Rivera is not there on the Democratic side.
Right. And they wouldn't even let Mariano play. I mean, they won't let anybody in. I got to go, Joe. I'm sorry, but I think I don't know. I think it's going to be Biden v. Trump. Joe Concha, everybody. Joe Concha, messenger, Fox News contributor. Come on, man. The truth about Biden's no good, horrible, very bad presidency. That's a great line. I'm Kudlow. Stock market next.